What went right in that last 16 minutes of the game on Sunday?
You know, I think we were able to find a rhythm. I thought we did a good job, kind of handling the adversity. Things were going our way. Ole, calls for kind of a mix-up, go no huddle, try something new. And I thought, he did a good job of calling plays, did a good job of the communication aspect of it, everybody being on the same page without huddling. I thought we protected extremely well, ran good routes, and were able to move the ball down the field.
Why do you seem to be more comfortable in that kind of little bit of a hurry up?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's, it's kind of, you're out there just playing. I think, it's easier to find a rhythm, I believe. I don't really have an answer for you. I feel comfortable in it, feel good in it. I feel as though, our offense feels good and comfortable in it, and we do a good job of moving the ball. So it's, definitely good to see that, have confidence in that package, and know we can kind of, have that in our back pocket if we need it.
Would you like to see more of it going forward, maybe?
Yeah, I think that's something for Ole and Gus to decide on. Like I said, it's good to have it and, have confidence in it and know we have it if we need it.
Blake, you just talked about you like it, you're successful in it. What does it take for them to give it to you early in games?
Yeah, I think it's all about the situation. Yeah, I think it's all situational. I think it's a lot of how's the flow going? How's the defense playing? How are we running ball? Do we need to mix it up? Do we need to try and control time of possession? So it's all situational stuff that Gus and Ole kind of take care of and make the decisions on.
But isn't there a thing of, what's the harm? If you're not starting fast anyway,
right?
What's the harm? Then you're not any worse off if it doesn't work.
Though, yeah. And, I know we've said that all year long and want to continue to say that and, kind of emphasize starting fast, and I thought we did that. Our first drive last week was the best we've had all season. We just didn't finish it. So I think, if we're able to do that, with huddling up, then let's stay in the huddle. I think there comes a time and a point, whether we're struggling and get stagnant, kind of lose the run game a little bit, hard to find a rhythm, then maybe that's when we jump into it or whatever.
Is it harder to get a tight end like Julius involved in the game because there's only a certain number of routes he runs?
Right. Yeah, it's definitely, it's something we work on every week. How can we target 80 and get him the ball and get him some good looks and put him in some right, in the right position to make a play and, formationally get it tailored up to him so we can kind of have a good coverage or a coverage we want and, put him on the best route possible. So it's definitely a weekly process of trying to, find unique ways to get him involved. And it's, on my part to give him the opportunity to make plays.
What do you see out of Khalil Matt?
Obviously a really good player. Extremely talented. He's disruptive. Does a good job. They ask him to do a lot of things in both rushing and dropping and doing some different stuff. So, him and Irvin as well are two guys on the edge that we're going to have to handle and take care of and do different things to try and affect.
See the best pass rusher you feel like you guys have seen to this point?
Yeah, I think so, definitely. I think every week, it's full of good football players and rushers, but I think he's definitely at the top of that list and deservedly so.
Gus talked about challenging the offensive line to get better in this run game. From your perspective, what's happening or not happening that needs to happen?
Yeah, I think it's a continual effort. We know it's there, right? We ran for 100-plus yards against Indy. We have the ability to do it. We've shown that. It's just about finding the consistency. We've added a couple extra things, doing some extra things in walkthrough in the running game, kind of paying a little more close attention to it to get it going, get it started, because we know we have the ability to. We have the backs and the guys up front that can create holes and make plays.
On the flip side of that, how important has the pass protection been? They threw some 7-man pressures at you to block them up.
Yeah, it was good. I thought we did a good job. It was good communication. It's always a challenge being on the road and, communicating everything, making sure everybody's on the same page. And I thought the guys up front and the backs did an extremely good job. The receivers were tuned in on adjustments and stuff like that off of pressures. And for the most part, I thought it was awesome. I think it's been, that aspect of it's been pretty good all year long.
You and Derek came into the league at the same time. You kind of look forward to putting your progression on display, both of you guys on the same field, that sort of thing.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things. We'll always be tied together because we were in the same class. And Derek's an awesome guy, obviously an awesome quarterback, been doing a good job. And I'm really good friends with a running back, Latavius Murray, that I played with in college. So, I get a chance to watch them when I can and check up because I want to see how Tay's doing. And I know Derek and have a relationship with him as well. So always rooting for those guys to do well, obviously until we play them. But I think it'll definitely be cool to get an opportunity to play you know, quarterback that, you know, was in the same draft class.
When these guys drafted Olsen, or hired Olsen, excuse me, how much did you talk to Derek about what Greg was about?
Yeah, you know, I got a chance to talk to Derek and Latavius both a little bit, and just kind of philosophies. Both, you know, spoke extremely highly of Ole, you know, in his character and obviously his scheme, and, you know, what he does. So it was kind of good to know some guys that have played for Ole before, and then obviously having Chad, you know, be with him in prior years was good as well.
You talked about Washington, Derek, and Greg's worked with both of you, but you guys have two completely different styles. How has he done molding the game to you?
You know, I think it's been good. You know, he's done a really good job of, you know, not coming in and saying, you know, this is the system that I run, this is what we're going to run. You know, I think that's what Ole does extremely well at is kind of molding his scheme to the personnel and the players. And, you know, he's definitely done that from a quarterback standpoint, and I think from a whole personnel standpoint of an offense in its entirety as well, because it is different. You know, you can say it was the same guy calling plays, but if you go watch Oakland games and watch our games, it's different plays being called. It's different schemes and formations.
For a young team, psychologically speaking, how important is it to see 500? Because you guys haven't seen it in your time in the league.
Yeah, you know, I think it's huge. You know, I think guys here do a really good job of, you know, treating every week as a one-game season. And you know, I think that's kind of a mentality that helps us out. You know, I think staying true to that, staying true to the process, we know big picture-wise we're not where we want to be, but it's in the past and there's nothing you can do about it. So let's find ways to go to continue and improve and continue to win one week at a time.
I don't think it happened last week, but, you know, at the end of some of your slides, you've gotten popped and Allen gets hit in the head last week, no call. Do you feel like you guys aren't getting the same kind of protection from the officials that maybe you should or other teams?
Yeah, you know, it's hard to say. You know, I think it's a little bit, you know, if you call it consistent or inconsistent or whichever word you want to use, I think it's gone both ways. You know, I thought there were a couple things that we did that didn't get called on both sides of the ball, and there were a couple things that they did that didn't get called. You know, as long as it's consistent and you know, that form, I'm fine with it.
Are you amazed at how, I mean, Allen's taking a bunch of whacks, pretty hard ones. Are you amazed how he's able to shake that off?
Yeah, you know, there's never really a question with Hearns. You know, he's extremely tough, one of the tougher guys I've ever been around. And it's awesome to see. I think it speaks volumes to the team. You know, when you'll go across the middle, make a play, do everything in your power to hang on to it, get, you know, kind of crushed, and then get up and walk off the field and be back for the next series. You know, it's not a guy that's, you know, going to go say anything or complain or do anything. He just shows up and plays football and loves to do it.
Is there one specific thing you're seeing on film that you think that you need to be doing better, whether it's footwork, accuracy, can you point to one thing that you say I really need to get better
at? Yeah, I mean, obviously everything can improve. But, you know, I would think, you know, continue to take care of the ball, obviously. But, you know, I think for me it's just decision-making and continuing to make quick decisions. You know, continuing to get the ball out, continuing to get it in guys' hands quickly and let them make plays with space.
Beyond not scoring on the first drive, any confidence anything to be taken from the way you moved, which may have been one of the better drives during the game today?
Yeah. You know, I think it was probably our best drive all season to go 90 yards and start the game off and kind of set the tempo. You know, I thought it was good. I thought we were able to do some things up front. I thought we were able to convert on third down. I thought we found a rhythm and, you know, like you said, kind of went right down the field. So I thought there was good things to come from that. And I think that kind of stemmed and rolled over late into the game. You know, even though we had, you know, 3-3 and outs in the third quarter, we had, you know, kind of everybody remembering what we did on the first drive and how we were able to go right down the field. And I think that confidence carried over.
You've had fits and starts this year where things have gone well and then things have not. What's it take to get this team playing consistently and get on a roll?
Yeah. You know, I think the attention to detail and the consistency and being locked in on every single play is what it's going to take. You know, I think the mental lapses and mental errors that take place are unacceptable, and I think the only way you kind of get rid of those is by make sure you're locked in on every play, and it's, you know, not just doing it on Sunday. It's doing it throughout the week at practice, at walkthroughs, you know, kind of making sure, you know, if you have any questions, you get them answered, and by Sunday you're ready to go and have seen all the looks possible.
What have you learned from Beecham as a pass protector?
You know, he's been awesome to be around. You know, a guy that he was in Pittsburgh, obviously played there and did an extremely good job. He's very knowledgeable. You know, I'm always curious to kind of talk to guys that come from different systems. You know, what'd you guys do? How'd you block this? How'd you do that? And he's been an open book, you know. So he's been awesome to work with. He's been a good guy for that room as one of the older guys in there to kind of help them out and lead in that room. And he's been fun to talk to and work with, and I enjoy playing with him.
How much did Olsen tell you between possessions that you guys were going to be going hurry up? And what was sort of your – is there almost a reaction of good when you hear that?
Right. Yeah, he had said, I think after the third three and out of the third quarter, he said, you know, we're going to go no huddle next series. And then it was right back to our basic conversation of, okay, you know, what plays are you thinking? Here's what we're talking about. You know, talking with him and Chad and then getting on the phone with Nathaniel and talking through the next series. So it was good. You know, it was obviously him making the call to change up the tempo and then, you know, us saying, here's what we're going to do. Here's what we're going to try and attack.
Like, there's about three or four throws in that game that were not completed that under normal circumstances, I think in most cases you would make. What did you see in this? Was it the footwork? Is it just other anything mechanically related?
Yeah. You know, I think it continues to be footwork and timing. You know, anybody that kind of knows it knows it's all tied together. Your feet are tied with the timing, and if you're you know, on somebody or take a hitch too long, it's time to get off of them or time to do something else. And I think that's still part of it. You know, staying on guys too long, trying to force balls to whereas, you know, your feet tell you when to come off of a guy. So I think I got to continue to work on that and be better there.